Good morning. Thank you, Dave, for the opportunity to share what God has for us this morning. My title this morning is Hunger for God's Word, as we continue our series. We'll be reading from Psalm 119, verse 1 to 16 in the Bible. As you know, the Bible is very important. It's a very important book in our Christian lives. We have to treasure it. We have to thank God because of the Bible, because it's the written word of God. And it's very important to our bodies, physical bodies, to our spirit and soul. It's very useful. The Bible is not just to be neglected or to be put on shelves, not to be read. We have to read it all the time. This morning, as we read Psalm 119 from verse 1 to 16, actually Psalm 19 is one of the longest chapters and verses in the Bible, I believe. If I'm wrong, you can correct me after. But we're not going to read the whole chapter. We're just going to read from verse 1 to 16. And if you have time in your spare time, I would recommend you to read the whole chapter because it's very powerful, it's very encouraging, and it will build your faith. So let's pray before we read. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for your word, your written word. We thank you because you are with us. We pray that your Holy Spirit will speak through us today, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit glorify the name of Jesus Christ among us. Wherever we are, Father, we believe we are one and we are together in spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's read. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 19, verse 1 to 16. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down your precepts that are to be fully obeyed, or that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous law. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me astray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. As we can read the last verse there, I delight in your decrees and I will not neglect your word. We should not neglect the word of God because it's important. The word of God gives life, understanding. So this morning we'll be looking at hunger for God's word. This is one of the values in our church. We are hungry for God's word. We want to seek, we want to be, to grow by the word of God, to grow in understanding and of obedience. We want to be obedient to God's word. As a believer, we need to seek the face of God. And one of the ways to do that is by being hungry, not of food for our bodies, but a spiritual hunger for God's word. Because our inner person needs the word of God, just as we need food to build our bodies, our physical bodies, the same way our spiritual body needs the word of God for growth. So that is very important, that we digest, we eat God's food. The Lord has prepared a table full of delicious, healthy food. The food is ready. What do I mean by that? The food we are talking about is the Bible. God has prepared this for us. Your Bible. It could be in your phone, but it's God's food. But the question is, do you have appetite to eat God's food? Are you hungry for God's food, or you're hungry for junk food? What do I mean by junk food? Things which oppose, which are opposite to the word of God, is junk for your spirit. It's junk food for your spirit. But the word of God is healthy food for your spirit. And you need it. We need it. We need to make sure we have that appetite, that hunger for God's word. Otherwise, when you're eating junk, it will cause all sorts of diseases. It's the same with the spiritual food. If we do not eat what God wants us to eat, we'll end up with a spiritual disease. It will lead us into sin. God's word is the food for our inner person, our inner beings, our spiritual man. We need it every day of our lives for growth, for understanding, so that we can achieve our purposes in the Christian lives, in the Christian life. God's word gives light and understanding to those who believe. If we believe in God's word, if we read the Bible, we'll have understanding of how the world is run, of how God works, and the Spirit of God will be upon us, will rest upon us. The Holy Spirit works hand in hand with the Scriptures. The Word of God help us to have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. because it reveals God's character and reveals our, how can I say, it reveals our authority or in Christ Jesus, or what we are. It reveals who we are. That's the word I wanted to say. It reveals who we are in Jesus Christ. So it is important to build yourself with the Word of God so that you'll know who you are in Christ Jesus, so that you'll know the character of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says this: "For the word of God is alive and active than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of souls and the spirit joint and marrow. It judges the thought and attitude of the heart." So when we pray, we must use the Word of God, because the Word of God is alive. How do we use the Word of God when we're praying? By asking the Holy Spirit to help us, to remind us of things we read, of things we've learned. And the Holy Spirit will help us understand how to use the Word of God in power and efficiency. I don't know if that's the correct word, but in power, in the correct way or manner. Otherwise, we might end up reading the Bible just as any book. If we are reading it without the Holy Spirit, we'll read the Bible just as any book. But if we read it with the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Bible becomes alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It becomes alive, giving us insight to the plans and the will of God, giving life to our spirit, healing our physical bodies as well. That's how powerful the Word of God is. It builds up faith. It builds our faith. And faith leads to obedience. Being obedient to the Word of God is very important also in our walk with Christ. It shows how much we love Him and trust Him. We have to be doers of the Word, not just listeners. John 14, verse 23, Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come to him and make our home with him." John 13:17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So we have to do the Word of God, not just reading it, not just memorizing, but we have to act on the Word. And this will bring discipleship. Luke 11, verse 28. "But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." We have to keep the word of God in us, with us at all time. The Bible should be our best friend. We have to plan our reading. We have to memorize. We have to keep the word. We have to walk according to the word of God. When you get in confusion, you don't know what to do, look at the Bible, what it says. How can we keep the word of God with us at all time? Reading the word, plan throughout the year how you're going to read your Bible. If you cannot read, audio Bibles are available in our time, so we can take full advantage here. Read. Take notes while you're listening to sermons and reading the Bible. Bible studies. We are all called to minister to each other, helping one another to grow by sharing the word of God. What we have learned, not to keep it for ourselves. One verse can change someone's life completely. This can be prophetic ways of exercising our faith and being obedient to God. While you're reading, the Lord can say to you, can give you a verse for somebody else. But if you don't read, you don't get that prophetic revelation. And the Bible says you'll be blessed. James 1:25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being no hearers who forget, but a doer who act. We need to act upon the word of God. If the word say, pray for the sick, pray for the sick. It's not your word, it's the word of God. He will accomplish his word. There's power when we read these words. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. It's the word of God. We can trust what is written. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures is God's breath and is useful for the teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So the word of God, we can trust the word of God. It's true to build us, to rebuke us when we are doing wrong. John 10:35. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be set aside. We have to believe everything in the scripture. We cannot put some verses on the side. We cannot just say, okay, this suits me, that's all I will take. No, the Bible says that we cannot set aside the scripture. We cannot be set aside. We cannot ignore the scripture. We have to take them seriously, because there is power in the scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was tempted by the devil, he answered with the scripture, quoting the scripture. Matthew 4:7. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test, and the devil flee from him. Because he quoted the scripture, he knew the power behind the word of God. and when to use it. The Bible is a weapon, but we have to use it to get result by quoting scriptures with faith and assurance when we are attacked by the enemy or the devil comes with his schemes. He will flee from you. I'll finish with this. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of the devil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm. Then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the word of and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is important. I'll repeat verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is very important to be hungry for the word of God, because in times of trouble, we can rely to the word of God. The word of God gives us life, victory, knowledge, understanding, faith, spiritual and physical healing, food for our souls, for our spirit. The word of God gives us guidance. That's why we need to be hungry. This morning I'm here to encourage you to be hungry for the word of God, to take seriously the word of God. Go back to your first love. Continue to read the word of God. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray that your word, Almighty God, will help us understand, will give us life, will guide us, will heal our spiritual man, will grow by the word of God, by your word, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. And if you never give your life to Jesus Christ, please consider, because without it, you cannot benefit this, what we are talking about today. Jesus is coming soon. Blessed be the Lord. Amen.